was up to $400, $100 towards the bottom. We had a statement from Rabbi Yochanan on Rabbi Eliezer, talking about Rabbi Eliezer. What to treat the Rabbi Eliezer is that the Machshirei Mila is Docher Shabbos, to call it on the Chachamin. And we brought down other cases of Rabbi Eliezer where the Machshirei Mitzvah is Docher Shabbos, meaning not an Etzem Mitzvah on Shabbos, but even the things that you need in order to do the Mitzvah is also to be Docher Shabbos. So when Rabbi Yochanan said his case of Rabbi Eliezer, Machshirei Mitzvah, Mila, is Docher Mitzvah, what cases was he trying to exclude? So the Gemara tried all these cases, Lulav, Sukkah, Matzah, Vechuli, all of them. They're all Rabbi Eliezer holds that the Machshirei of these Mitzvahs are going to be Docher the Shabbos, which the Gemara is going to be elaborate in a minute or two. Let's start about five or six lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Ada, Ba'ava l'ma'ute tzitzit l'talito l'mazuzo l'pitchei. He comes to exclude, there are two cases where the Machshirei Mitzvah does not doche the Shabbos. What are they? Putting tzitzit on your garment, on your four-cornered garment, or the mezuzah on your house. Tanya Nami Hachi, we also have a braisa that expresses this. The Shavim, Shim Tzayit Talito. If you tie your tzitzit on Shabbos, even though on Shabbos it's mutal on you to have tzitzit on your beged also, or if you put a mezuzah on your house on Shabbos, these would be called Machshirei Mitzvah. These are part of the aspects of doing the mitzvah in order to have the etzem mitzvah. Shulchayef, you'll be chayef. It's an issue to raisa, meaning it's not going to be doke the Shabbos, the Machshirei Mitzvah over here. My timer. What's the reason why of these exceptions over here? Omer Rav Yosef Lefisha Ein Kivur Lahem Zman. These are something that don't have a Kivur Zman. When we dealt with all the other things, Matzah. You have to have the Matzahs. It's Pesach. The Zman is Kivur. Lulav, Sukkah, even the Shtei Lechem of Shavuot, the Mila, these are all things that are falling on the time to happen. A Mezuzah or a Talis, it's not Kivur to them that it was called on Shabbos that it has to be done. It's not Kivur them Zman. And therefore, your the Machshirei Mitzvahs will be putter. Amalei Avaya, Adarava. I'll say the opposite of what you're saying. Midayim kavur lahem zman. From the fact that it's not kavur to them zman, that they don't have any. It's not a specific time on Shabbos. Kol shayse v'shayse damnehu. Every moment then is its zman. So if you have a garment and the garment needs to have tzitzit on it, every moment that you don't have tzitzit on the garment is its moment to have tzitzit on it. So if it's on Shabbos, your wife bought you Erev Shabbos, you didn't know about it, a four-cornered garment, and you open up your drawer on Shabbos and you see the tzitzit over there, oh gosh, you have a garment that needs tzitzit on it right now. So every moment now, even on Shabbos, needs it. It's on Shabbos, it's its moment, it should be Docher the Shabbos, like all other Machshirei Mitzvahs that are mutal on a person, even on Shabbos. Elam Erev Nachman, Abaye said a good swore over here. Every moment is like, why is it that the Machshirei Mitzvahs of Tzitzit and Mezuzah aren't Docher the Shabbos? The Tame of Avuna, the Rei of Rabbi Yeshua. Howel will be Yadu L'Hafkiyon. Because in the case of your house and your garment, even though you own it, right now I could say it's unowned. And an unowned house, who doesn't need a mezuzah? An unowned, or at least doesn't need it for 30 years, it's like a tefka. Or if you're using it, it's cool, but you're borrowing it. And a borrowed garment doesn't need tzitzit on it. So since it's in his hands to lahaf kiram, in these two cases, we're going to say now that even though Shabbos is its time, but since you can have in a way that you're not going to be needing to do it on Shabbos, it's not going to be Docher the Shabbos. Chita's Rashi over here is going to be very funny. Let's go on Amar Aleph. L'mu'utei tzitzit, shelo yitalenu v'talito v'shabbos kizim v'forsh tamar v'yol. You don't put them on your garments, like we're going to explain in a minute. Kol shayte zimnehu. Listen to this Rashi. Kevan sheyesh lo talit. Since you have a talit, which means the four-cornered garment without the tzitzit on it. If you have a store, or if you have a garment in your house, a four-cornered garment, according to Chita's Rashi over here, every moment that you don't have tzitzit on it, you're over an aser. even if it's in your drawer, you're not wearing it. Sheet is Rashi that the mitzvah of tzitzit is a chovat beged, not a chovat kavar. We hold in halacha that you have a tzitzit. If I'm going to wear the four common garments with that tzitzit, I'm going to be over. Rashi's saying it's an etzim zach on the etzim garment, that the garment itself has to have tzitzit on it. Hilcha, kol yom vami mitzvah saleya. Every day, it's incumbent in mitzvah on this beged, and now on Shabbos, you have this beged, it doesn't have tzitzit on it, you better do something about it. It's the moment to have it, it should be docher to Shabbos like all the other cases. And Rashi answers, oh, it will be adalat kilan, but not from the rishus, they think you could be mafkrit, make it unowned, and now it's not in your rishus. V'lo alei vam yechovoseya. It doesn't have this. It's an unowned garment. It's not your garment. It's not a Yisrael garment. It doesn't have to have tzitzit on it. And it's a moist wash and bring down. You can even wear it now. A borrowed garment. If I borrow a garment from someone, it's not on me to put the tzitzit on. This is Shitas Rashi that we don't paskin like it. It's clear. And all the Rishonim come and don't understand why Rashi is coming in the Gemara. Rather, we hold that tzitzit is a chovat gavur. Meaning, if I'm wearing the four common garments, and now it's Shabbos over here, go shaita v'shaita zamehu. It's the moment that I have to put the tzitzit on. But we got a different eitz over here. I don't have to be mafkir. I just have to take the garment off. Right? Just take it off. You're not going to be yotzi. So therefore, the Rishonim, this is mainly the Ritva and the Van. Sorry, there's probably others that say it also. Say that the answer of the Gemara Holel V'yadu L'Hafkiram is not going on tzitzit, because tzitzit is another eitzah. You just don't have to wear it. Rather, the whole thing of Holel V'yadu L'Hafkiram is going on your house over here. That this is going on, they say explicitly that mitzvah, that tzitzit is a chovat kava, and therefore just don't wear it. And the Holel V'yadu L'Hafkiram is your house, since it's in your hands, the mop to your house, and it becomes unowned, it doesn't need a mezuzah now for the next 30 days. So you can see maybe why Rashi is choosing this for in the Gemara Menachos. It's not kehalacha that tzitzit is a chovat beged, because it fits a nice the Gemara over here. That stama the Gemara over here is not kehalacha, and it's not like the other sheets, but the other sheets just saying the Gemara over here, and Holel Biagalav Kiran is going on a mezuzah, a house without a mezuzah. Okay, so now we have our two cases where the Eliezer holds that makshiri mitzvah ain't dochen at the Shabbos. So now we have a problem over here. Rebbe Eliezer, we don't call him Shita. Makshiri mitzvah, something that's preparatory for the doing of the mitzvah, is not going to be dochen at the Shabbos. Even if the mitzvah is dochen at the Shabbos. Coming home, it's never going to be dochen at the Shabbos, the external parts of doing the mitzvah. How do we understand Rebbe Eliezer's Shita? Some cases, yes. Mila, yes. Shofar, yes. Matzah, yes. But on the other hand, we see tzitzit, no. We see that a mezuzah, no. And we even had yesterday a whole case of shtei lechem. It's only because of a gezer to shava do we say that the bringing of the korban of the shtei lechem on Shavuos is going to be docher the Shabbos. What Shavuos of Rebbe Eliezer? That's basically the subject matter of the next Amud going through to Kuf Lamed Beis.
We just said what the Shavuos is.
We don't know, so there's some yes, some no. So then we have Shtei Lechem of Shavuot, that we need a Gezer Shava in order to say that it's Docher the Shabbos. Well, a little bit of a quandary over here of how to understand Shitas Rebbe Eliezer. Basically what the Gemara is going to do now is really Makshiri Mitzvahs A dochin of the Shabbos. Yet all these cases are exceptions. It's not Shitas Rebbe Eliezer that the Makshiri Mitzvah is dochin of the Shabbos, and yet you have the exception of other cases. We're going to bring a gezeirah for every case that Rebbe Eliezer is going to hold that Makshiri Mitzvah, all the extra part of the Mitzvah is going to be dochin of the Shabbos, is going to have a scriptural proof for it. That's basically what we're going to do. Over here. And at the end of it, we could say, we could just say that Tzitzit and Mezuzah. Also, it's just because they don't have any reason to be mechayev you. Let's see the Gemara. Amimar. This is the Gemara we had earlier. Lulav. They had the case of lulav. The chol makshir tochen of the Shabbos. We already said that Eliezer says the lulav on Sukkah, first day of Sukkah. You're allowed to be tochen of the Shabbos with makshira. For example, you didn't cut your lulav off your palm tree, and now it's the morning of Sukkah. According to Rebbe Eliezer, it's a makshira mitzvah. You go and cut off the lulav. So whatever you need for the mitzvah, it's all, anything you need for the mitzvah is going to be tochen of Shabbos. Oh, and Mar, rule of the Komat Shiv Dokhin and Shabbos, the Rebbe Eliezer, Marlai, the Rebbe Eliezer. Where did he get it from? What taught him this then? Ha, in the Omer Shtei Lechem, if we already had two psukim that showed that Makshiri mitzvah is Dokhin and Shabbos, either from the Omer, where it says that you're kotzer, and then you bring up the Omer, that you see that the Ketzira, which is the Makshiri mitzvah of the Omer, you have to, you can, it's also Dokhin and Shabbos. If it's from Omer, Ushtei Lechem, and Ushtei Lechem, we learn the Gezeres Shavah from Omer, and that now we're going to learn Lulav from this. Shechein, Tzarech Kavola. You can't make a Kavach. We're not making a Kavach. What we're doing over here, very interesting technique in the Gemara, it's called a Mamatzino. A Mamatzino is basically, if you find a concept in the Torah, learn it out L'Kol Torah Kulo. Right? Just Mamatzino means just like we find over here a concept, we can apply it to all Kol Torah Kulo. Why not? If the Torah is mocked to bring down a Gezeres Kosev on some concept in the Torah, learn it out with Kol Torah Kulo. The problem with a Mamatzino, it's a weak limud. It's not a Hekish, it's not a Kal Vachom, it's not one of these strong limudin. We say a Pirka Kol Shehu is going to be Docha a Mamatzino. Meaning, any small question that we can have will take apart a Mamatzino. So, for example, if you have a Mamatzino that's anywhere in the, just like we find in the Torah, whatever, you find in Kol Torah Kulo, it's a fine limud, as long as there's no questions on it. A question on it, any reason why not to say it, we dismantle the Mamatzino. That's what we're doing over here. I think so. I'm not sure because I was thinking that in the night time, what's the difference in the Lashana? But basically, Dinyanav means that once you find a principle once in the Torah, you make a Dinyan on the principle of Kol Torah Kulo, and you could, as long as there's no question on it, there's no reason why not to make it smoother. So now over here, you have Omer, Korban Omer, which tells us that the Makshirim, which is Dokar the Shabbos, the Shtei Lechem, which is the Limud from it. Let's make a Mamatzino to Lulav. No, Shechem Tzorech Kavoa. These could be different. Since it's for the needs of Kavoa, it's Kavonos, who says we can live out the Kol Torah Kulo. The reason why Hashem allowed us to be Dokar the Shabbos and Kol Mishurim, this is something very, it's coaching over here. Hello, Mekwa. We're going to have to bring on a process. Ubiyom. V'lakatim lachem biyom harishon 3/8. How did the whole pasuk that we say during Sukkot on the Dalai Lama? It says biyom. Why does it say biyom? Biyom. Afilu b'Shabbos. Now, what are you doing with taking the Dalai Lama on Shabbos that should be, that we need a gezeres hakasuv to let you know that you can take it? Just like Rishon in the first of Sukkot. Take the Dalai Lama. Why do you have to have the word biyom? It can't be just to be mafia the doing of the mitzvah, because you didn't do anything wrong that you needed to get the custom to tell you that you could do it. Biyom, a few of the Shabbos. Well, my yochasa. What do we need to tell us it's for? Of course you could take your lulav on Shabbos. There's no reason why not. Ilema tiltul. Maybe this is tiltul. It's muksa. And that's why the public has to say biyom harishon on the first day. Take it even though it's muksa. It's to be called the Mishnah Tiltil. You need a pasuk for Mitzil. Tiltil is a Gezerah Chachamim over here. You don't need a device to be Matzah, something that anyway is Mutzah from Matan Torah. And it must be telling us Makshira, all the extras coming with it. That's what the pasuk Biyom is telling us. To see Rashi up here. In Yom Mishnah Lechem, the Gram of the Mamatzino, and we're going out from the Mamatzino, the Yom. Afilu b'Shabbos, umezalokasi b'rishon l'drasha after the day Yom is coming for a drasha. B'chol Yom shehu rishon l'cha. Where is it coming? Tell us Shabbos. Ulamai yitzrik l'rivoy lahai afilu b'Shabbos that you have to, that you can take it on Shabbos the lulav. In name of the tafel k'demash mekvar l'kicha tilta b'yamahu. So let you know that you can take it on Shabbos. It's tilta b'yamah. The diamond man tell alone the esrat tilta. And in Matan Torah, there was no issur of tiltil, the issur of klal and mishmei lahai, that you need a pasuk to master it. Ella must be coming to tell us that the makshiva, the issur, the vaitu, they're also docha the Shabbos, and therefore you can cut your lulav from the palm tree on Shabbos. That's Shita Rebbe Eliezer, beautiful limud. What about Rabbanan? What are they going to do with this pasuk? Beyond, it seems to be extra. Ulu Rabbanan. And Rabbanan, Hahum Aboyu Lei Biyom Velo Belayla. Do you know why it has to say Biyom Lekachtem Uve Lekachtem Lechem Biyom Arishon? That the mitzvah of lulav is the daytime, not the nighttime. That's why it says Biyom. Rabbi Eliezer, this is going to be a classical Shach Patari and the Gemara going back and forth till we get to some point where they were going to find the Machloket. So Rabbanan holds that that Biyom is coming to day and night. Rabbi Eliezer, what about you? How do you know that lulav is only in the day? Biyom v'lo laila monalei naftalei v'vitzamachim l'fnei Hashem elokeichem shivat yomi. We learn it out from that you should be joyful before Hashem shivat yomi. What is being joyful? Taking the dalad minim yomim v'lo laila. The yomim on that pasuk is extra. I use that for to let me know that lulav is in the day, and therefore the l'chachim l'chem biyom rishon is extra. Rabbanan, no. The pasuk is Matan Vayim Hashem Elokeichem Shivat Yomim. It's Tzrich, I need it. Why? It ties back to meaning Neil of Shivat Yomim is Sukkah. I would think that we have a pasuk that tells us 7 days of Sukkah. Just like Sukkah is knowing Yom and Lila, I would think also all the aspects of the Simcha is also day and night, including taking the lulav. Therefore, we have a pasuk that you know Yomim, Malahal and Yomim, just like over. Just like a sukkah is days of Tilu Lailas, Af Kam with the Dalad Mina and Yomi the Tilu Lailas, Kamash Malan, I have the pasuk over here of the Tzimachim to let us know that it's days and not night to remove this Hava Mina, Kamash Malan. That's why it's coming over. The Mephoshim bring down what does Rebbe Eliezer do with this. It doesn't mention over here, we just end the argument over here. He says no one's going to have a Hava Mina learn from sukkah. A sukkah is a deer. You have to have it at nighttime. It's mutzal on you at nighttime. You don't need the pasuk for it. But yet we have a machloket over here of how to learn the psukim. Rebbe Eliezer learns from the lekachim lechem biyom rishon is going on a lulav, and therefore you don't need a pasuk to tell you biyom. Rather, it's coming because you know the machshira. So the Gemara asks, the lichtav rachmana the lulav. Now that we have a gezeres hakatzav according to Rebbe Eliezer, lekachim lechem biyom. And you take it in the day. The day so you know that even the Makshirov. Lichtov Akhmana Belulov, only by the here, the Reitu Hanach, and take and bring those, the Omer and the Shtei Lechem, the Nail from Minei, and learn it from it. Learn from it, just bring one Gezeres HaKadosh. What I have to have two Gezeres HaKadosh. So again, make the Mamet Sino from Lulov, and not learn, and learn it out from Kol Torah Kulo. Mishum De'ikal and Mifrach. But there is to ask on it again, a pircha means a question of the culture, even the smallest question. If you show a difference, why it should be written, especially with lulav and not any other place, that's enough to take down the mamatzino. Ma lulav shechetolin other minim. A lulav needs four other minim, meaning something large. It has an esrog, it has all these other aspects of it. It's many things that are made akev. That if I don't have the esrog, not, and since you're matzim anything, maybe only lulav, we say matzir. Because anyway, the Torah says you need dalad minim with it. You need other aspects of it to be yotzi the mitzvah of lulav. Since it has other aspects of it, we say that's the reason why the Torah gave a revoy of a pasuk for lulav, and you can't learn anything else out from it. Sukkah. What about the case of sukkah? We mentioned earlier in the Gemara that sukkah and all its makshirav is dok in the Shabbos. The Chomet Yer Tov the Shabbos, Divrei Rebbe Eliezer, Manalei Rebbe Eliezer. Where does he know this from? Ha, in the Omer the Shtei Lechem. Let's make a Mamatzino again from Omer and Shtei Lechem. Can't make the Mamatzino from there because what he said, Shachem Sorach Kavoahu. The Eman Lulav, and if you want to make a Mamatzino, we said another pasuk in the Torah that Makid the Machshiro from Lulav. Again, you can't make a Mamatzino because we have a Pirka. The reason why the Torah brought down a pasuk with lulav, shechem to'ah v'minim. There's many aspects of it that is mi'akid, and therefore the Torah gave a extra pasuk for it. Ella, so what do you do? You can't learn sukkah from a mamatzino. And there seems to be no pasuk that's going to teach us sukkah. Ella, gomeh shiva yomim lulav. We can't learn a mamatzino, meaning a pirka kol shehu will take on a mamatzino, but not a gezeirah shava. Gezeirah shava is something much stronger lulav. So we backed off from the mamatzino because the lulav requires four minim. Ela kama shiva yamin the lulav. We can do a gezeirah shava. Malahala and Makshiri says Shiva Yami with Lula, the Sukkah we had before, and says Shiva Yami with the Sukkah. Malahala and Makshiri Doki the Shabbos? Just like over there with the Lula, the Makshiri Doki the Shabbos. Afkana and Makshiri to the Lula and the Shabbos with Sukkah. And that's good. That's a fine limud. Rashi. Malahala and Yom and the Fila Lives, Shiva the second Sukkah. The list of Akman of Lulav, and make a Mama Matzino from there, the Makshir is Dachol. The Nei to come, only the Shtei Lechem Minei, the Mama Leil is Tov the Kula, what do you need a Pasuk in all of them? In the Lulav, the Mama Matzino, the Lulav, Shehu Mitzvah, who Makshir is Dachol, is at Av Sukkah, she Mitzvah Makshir is Dachol. We like to make a Mama Matzino from Lulav to Sukkah. Kol Mezayin Yomim, who the Gizirish, that is a very important Vashi. Rashi is going to bring up a very important question based on what we learned a little bit yesterday. This is Lamdisha Gemara in darshaning the Torah. We wanted to learn a Mamatzino from Lulav to Sukkah. We had a Pirka. So Ube Gezeirah Shava Atile. We're going to bring a Gezeirah Shava, which is a much stronger lima than Talav. You know what the problem is over here? If you learn a mistake to Sukkah, this is a Gezeirah Shava that's Mufne Mitzad Echad. What did we say yesterday about Mufne Mitzad Echad? The Eliezer holds you can't learn it. Meaning we have different types of Gezeirah Shavas. A Gezeirah Mufne means that it's freed on both sides. You have the two words, Yom means Yomim. If both of them are superfluous, then you can make a beautiful Gezeirah Shava. If only one of them is superfluous and the other one you need teaches another Inyan, then it's called Mufne Mitzad Echad. And we already established yesterday that the Eliezer holds something that's Mufne Mitzad Echad, a Pirka will take it on. So what do you do over here? This question all the Rishonim are asking, but since Rashi asked, we'll just see in Rashi. A tremendous klal in darshaning the Torah Rashi's going to learn here. Even though it's not mufna mishteit tzadadim, tahagabi lulav, because when the pasuk of Yomim was lulav, chad shiva yomim hu dixi, v'darshinim l'nevel li'ezel l'mutei lilav. But you already used the Yomim over there to exclude lilav. That's what the Yomim was telling us. So it's not mufna, it's not extra. Over there to make the Gezeirah Shava. Listen to this, Rashi. Kaven Begali Rachmana Ba'omer Shtei Lechem and Lulav. Since we already revealed that the Torah revealed its intention that this is a proper klal, that Makshiri mitzvah is Docha the Shabbos, in three other cases, over here with Mufne Mitzad Echad, we'll do it. We'll ride on the bandwagon over here. We see this is the intention of the Torah, so even if it's a weak Gezeirah Shava, the Pirka won't take it on, because we find this concept put in other places. The Lulav, Gilei Milta, the Amahu, it's a Gilei Milta. It's a Gezeirah Shava that's Mufne Mitzad Echad. You should be able to exclude it, but there's a Gilei Milta, the Lo Parkina, and a Legend. We're not even going to make a Pirka on it. That's cheap, as Raj Shavi and the others, we showed him bring it down. A tremendous insight into how to work the Gezeirah Shava, even though Mufne Mitzad Echad will question on and take it on, but when we find an established principle in the Torah, and we just need a vial for it in another place, even if it's flimsy, we'll learn it. Incredible. Okay. So now we established also Sukkah. Sukkah has a Gezeirah Shava from Lulav, that it's also Makshir Mitzvah is Dorcha the Shabbos. So now that we have it over there, the list of Rachmanah the Sukkah, bring down the Gezeirah Shava from Sukkah from Lulav, the Neiti Hamach. Let's make a Mamatzino now from Sukkah, and don't bring me the Psukim of Omer and Shtei Lechem. And we ask, we say again, it's Mamatzino, Mishum Di'ikol and Mifrach. Ma'ala Sukkah Shetei Noheget Belaila Kibi Yomin. Sukkah is differently, because since it's more aspect that you chayiv on it, it's even nighttime, that's why you have a extra reboil upon it. But you have another thing that are only chayiv in the daytime, like the Korbanos is only, we do in the daytime. We're already seeing basically the style of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to continue in this style for more mitzvahs. that we're going to have a Mamatzino with a Pirka, and then why don't we make a Mamatzino from the new Limud, and we'll have a Pirka back on that. That's basically the style of the Amud, giving a little leeway on each case. Matzah. Again, we said Matzah, the whole Matzah is talking to Shabbos, the very little other. He said that Matzah and all aspects of it is talking to Shabbos, bake it on Shabbos, whatever you need to make your Matzahs, reap it, crush it, all aspects of the processing of matzah, you should do. Marilei Levev Eliezer, where do you know it from? Ha'im me'omer shtei lechem, if you want to make a matzino, me'omer shtei lechem, shechein tzorek tivoa. Can't, there's a pirka on it. Im lulav shechein tzorek tivoa, minim, pirka. Im me'soker shechein elegit b'layla ki yomi. So what do you do? El gomer chamisha asa mechaga soka. We'll learn the gezer shava. We can't learn a matzino, we have a pirka. But we have a famous gezer shava from Sukkah to Pesach. On the 15th, both of them say the 15th, we learn things back and forth between the two of them. So on the 15th, you have a sukkah, which is doche, the Shabbos. So too, you have matzah. And that's a good one. Umar lahal and makshir doche the Shabbos. Just like the 15th, the sukkah is going to be doche the Shabbos. Afkan, also matzah, we learn the exact same back. Makshir doche the Shabbos. And these are completely valid ways of darshaning the Torah. This is the Yud Gimel Midos of Darshan Yitzhar. So now we have a source for Matzah. It's learned from a Gezer Shavu from Sukkah, which is learned from a Gezer Shavu of Lulav, which has its puppet. So lift up a Kamara of Matzah. So bring down the Gezer Shavu of Matzah and the whole Limud over here. That's one of the reasons why we're not going back and forth with the Chachamim. Once we establish with Lulav what the Amakla could have Chachamim and Eliezer, we don't have to bring it all back. It's all based on the Limud from Lulav. So lift up a Kamara of Matzah. And bring the other ones to the Ligma Mine. Let's make a Lamatina for Matzah. Mishum Dikal and Mikvah. Again, there's a Pirka. Mala Matzah Shachin Oheget and Nashim Kiva Anashim. Matzah is different. There's an extra reboy in it. There's women who are also chayiv in Matzah, like men, which we don't find in the other mitzvahs. Rashi. Minashim Kin Anashim, Kiva Anashim, Kiva Anashim, Kiva Anashim, Kiva Anashim, Kiva It says, don't eat chametz shivat yamim. In the same pasuk, it says, rather eat matzah. So in the same pasuk, we have a hekesh. A hekesh is like the best type of darshan. A hekesh is ke'il, like it's written in the Torah itself. So it's the best thing. I think the hierarchy is a hekesh, then a gezer shava, and he goes down. You have a hekesh. Kol shiyesh nabaval tocha. Whoever is in the category that they can't eat chametz, yesh nabikum. Matzah. They're in the positive aspect of eating matzah. So even though it's mitzvah tseh, shizman gvama, and all positive mitzvahs that are dependent on time women are part of them, but since a mitzvah lo taseh is all the women are chayavin, and you have a hekesh over here between a lo taseh and an aseh, this is why women eat matzah on Pesach, even though it's mitzvah tseh, shizman gvama. And that's the limud in the Gemara, why they're chayav on it. Nashim, even who b'bal tochel, and since women are chayiv if they eat and b'al tochel not to eat chametz, the whole mitzvah lo taseh ben shezman zol ben shenazan zol mechayevet lefuki sukkah. This now comes to exclude sukkah. The rule of the of the nashim, the late nehu b'nashim, they're not chayiv in women. The mitzvah says shezman kvama hey. Shofar, go keep on going into the Gemara. Once we get down the style of the Gemara, all these Gemaras are pretty easy. A little questions here and there in Tosfot, but pretty straightforward, all the Limudim over here. Shofar v'chol makshir v'dokhnu the Shabbos to grave the Eliezer. You have a ram, it has a horn on its head, you need to do the mitzvah shofar, detach it from the ram, according to Rebbe Eliezer. Whatever you need, the makshir v'dokhnu the Shabbos. Manalei Rebbe Eliezer, where does he know it from? Where's the pasuk to let you know that the makshir should be v'dokhnu the Shabbos? Ha'im yom v'shtei lechem shechem tzor kuvoa. Again, the same pirka. Ina lulav shechein torah ava minit. Ina tzokah shechein oheged b'layla kiri v'yomit. Ina matzah shechein oheged b'nashim k'nanashim. You have the same pirka. You can't learn a mamatzino. And on that claw, over here, we don't even have a gezer shava. So we have a pasuk. A little different than the other ones. This is a pasuk within itself. It says, yom trua. Now that we have a new pasuk, again, the Mor is going to have to ask, what does Chachamim do with this? We didn't have to ask about Chachamim on any of these cases above, because it's all really going back to the Gezer Shava to Lula, which we asked, what does Chachamim do with the pasuk? Now we have a new pasuk. It's now the fourth pasuk in the Torah, third, that's coming to let us know that my the makshiri mitzvah, the shtei lechem, the lulav, and now with the shofar. It says yom trua yelechem. Biyom, what is the yom coming to let us know of you? On the day that you should do truma, the yom afilu of the Shabbos. Today, even on Shabbos, you could blow the shofar. Now, what iser is blowing the shofar over here? Well, am I? And for what reason does the Torah have to come and mark it something that it should be mutter anyway? Elamel et tekiya. It's to let you know that you can't blow a shofar. There's no iser in the Torah on blowing a shofar on Shabbos. Ha tana to pay Rabbi Yishmuel. Ha tana to pay Yishmuel. Kol malacha voda lo ta'asad. Yasta to keep shofar in the Tibet pot. Shichach mavena malacha. The price that brings down any malachit avoda lotasa. It has to be an avoda, a malacha that you do on Shabbos. What's that coming to? Smooth? Yasta to keep shofar with the pot. Blowing the shofar and removing bread from the oven. They stuck it on the side of the oven. It's not the way we do it today. But shehi chachma, the ain't a malacha. It's not a malacha. It's not one of the non-intent malacha. Rather, it's just a skill that someone learns how to do over here. So the pasuk can't be coming to say that you can't blow a shofar on Shabbos, if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, and we're not going to bring down the gezeira, because the gezeira is much later on, and you might go down and I was just surviving. And the makshir is coming to let us know that makshir is also dealt with the Shabbos. Oh, Rabbanan, what are they going to do over here? Hahu mi boyle. We need that pasuk biyom mi boyle biyom v'olulama. So you know that you blow the shofar on the new day, not the night time. That's what it says biyom. So what does Rebbe Eliezer do? What pasuk does he have so you know that the shofar is only in the day? What do you know it? In the Jubilee year, in the Yovel, when we blow the shofar, it says the Yom HaKippurim, in the seventh month. Again, we already know this. Rebbe Eliezer, an extra Ubiyom, to come on the hotter day. And we learn it from there. So therefore, the lichtov v'kvana of a shofar, and that's good. That's an extra biyom over here. That's Rebbe Eliezer's source. Since you learn biyom and not belayla from biyom ekiporim, and we learn all chodesh tishrei, any blowing of a shofar in chodesh tishrei is in the day and not the night. And again, the mafortion bring down what is chachamim do with that. They don't know. Who says we make this this kekish between all the chodesh tishrei? But lemaisa, for Rebbe Eliezer's purposes, we do make it. And since it says in one place in the Chodesh Tishrei in Yom Kippur, that's Biyom and not Belila, so too in all cases. So therefore, with the Yom Trua is coming to let you know that on Rosh Hashanah, you can blow that in all its makshir. So again, we ask the Lito Bachmanah the Shofar. So let's just bring down this one pasuk. And make the mamatino from shofar, metkiyat shofar, to Rosh Hashanah. Metkiyat shofar to Rosh Hashanah. There's two sukim with metkiyat shofar. There's one with Rosh Hashanah, one with the yovel. So let's bring the ligmo minay. Let's make the binyan, the mamatino metkiyat shofar to Rosh Hashanah. So leicha lemignar ligmar. You don't make the mamatino because here's the pure culture. It's a beautiful thing over here. It's bringing the zchiyot of Klal Yisrael before HaKadosh Baruch Hu up in Shemayim. That's why it's such a chashuv zach. That's why we need the makshir of the doch of the Shabbos. But you can't learn anything else from it. We also have a Mamatzino, that just like on the Yovel year that you blow it, and that and all its makshir should be docha the Shabbos, learn it out the kultur, kubo mamatzino. No, umetzkiyat shofar, the yom ekipor, lekel and migra. You can't make a mamatzino. Why? The yom emar, tiku, based in shofar, v'niftu avadim, v'beiteyim, v'sadu, chozvo, v'baleim. This is such an important thing over here that you're doing, that you're freeing all the servants and all the fields are going back to the original owners. That's why it's so important. And we have all its makshir that's going to be Doka the Shabbos. But not that you can learn it out the Kol Torah Kulo. Vashi. Ulamai, hai kra, hai milt, is it shrua, atin, the mishra, the Shabbos? Either the kiyas, lo tzricha. You don't need to tell us that you can blow a shofar on Shabbos. There's no need for it. The tefilas kiyas, the shus, lay pay into the device. If you want to blow a trumpet or anything on Shabbos, there's no iser at the minute. Could be the, yeah, no problem. Malach HaVodah, this is the Malach HaVodah Shal Torea. And over here, it says Chachma. The Kami Maharet, even Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Shein Tam Malam HaVodah Shashvi. The extra pasuk over there, it says HaVodah Shashvi, with the Yovel. The other comic book, the seed line, the Yom Tivor, the Kodesh Shvi. It's extra. It's the first, it's superfluous. Ma Tam Malam HaVodah Shashvi, she'll call Shvua Mishel Kodesh Shvi Shavah. It's letting you know that all of them are even. That's how Rabbi Eliezer learned it over there. Finistu Avadim with Ateim, Kriyat Dvor. It's a proclamation of freedom, the Yovel Tloiba, Hilchach Hashivi, that special Hashivas on its own. So we basically finished all the aspects of Rebbe Eliezer on every case where the Makshiri Mitzvah is Doche the Shabbos, there's a source for it. So Shita's Rebbe Eliezer is basically not a Shita that you could say a Kol Torah Kulo, a Mamakito, because every case has a specific case. We're just missing one that we didn't talk about. Anybody know which one we didn't talk about yet? Mila, the whole parak that we're talking about over here, the original mission, we know that Rebbe Eliezer holds that Makshiri Mitzvah is Doche the Shabbos, that's going to be on Yom Rishon.